3, Time and Space Services of Solitary Messengers. The solitary messengers are the highest type of perfect and confidential personality available in all realms for the quick transmission of important and urgent messages when it is inexpedient to utilize either the broadcast service or the reflectivity mechanism. They serve in an endless variety of assignments, helping out the spiritual and material beings of the realms, particularly where the element of time is involved. Of all orders assigned to the services of the superuniverse domains, they are the highest and most versatile personalized beings who can come so near to defying time and space. The universe is well supplied with spirits who utilize gravity for purposes of transit. They can go anywhere, anytime, instanter, but they are not persons. Certain other gravity traversers are personal beings, such as gravity messengers and transcendental recorders, but they are not available to the super and the local universe administrators. The worlds teem with angels and men and other highly personal beings, but they are handicapped by time and space. The limit of velocity for most non-unseraphimed beings is 186,280 miles of your world per second of your time. The midway creatures and certain others can, often do, attain double velocity, 372,560 miles per second, while the seraphim and others can traverse space at triple velocity, about 558,840 miles per second. There are, however, no transit or messenger personalities who function between the instantaneous velocities of the gravity traversers and the comparatively slow speeds of the seraphim, except the solitary messengers. Solitary messengers are, therefore, generally used for dispatch and service in those situations where personality is essential to the achievement of the assignment and where it is desired to avoid the loss of time which would be occasioned by the sending of any other readily available type of personal messenger. They are the only definitely personalized beings who can synchronize with the combined universal currents of the grand universe. Their velocity in traversing space is variable, depending on a great variety of interfering influences, but the record shows that on the journey to fulfill this mission, my associate messenger proceeded at the rate of 841,621,642,000 of your miles per second of your time. It is wholly beyond my ability to explain to the material type of mind how a spirit can be a real person and at the same time traverse space at such tremendous velocities. But these very solitary messengers actually come to and go from Urantia at these incomprehensible speeds. Indeed, the whole economy of universal administration would be largely deprived of its personal element were this not a fact. The solitary messengers are able to function as emergency lines of communication throughout remote space regions, realms not embraced within the established circuits of the grand universe. It develops that one messenger, when so functioning, can transmit a message or send an impulse through space to a fellow messenger about 100 light-years away, as Urantia astronomers estimate stellar distances. Of the myriads of beings who cooperate with us in the conduct of the affairs of the superuniverse, none are more important in practical helpfulness and time-saving assistance. In the universes of space, we must reckon with the handicaps of time, hence the great service of the solitary messengers, who, by means of their personal prerogatives of communication, are somewhat independent of space, and by virtue of their tremendous transit velocities, are so nearly independent of time. I am at a loss to explain to Urantia mortals how the solitary messengers can be without form and yet possess real and definite personalities. Although they are without that form which would naturally be associated with personality, they do possess a spirit presence which is discernible by all higher types of spirit beings. The solitary messengers are the only class of beings who seem to be possessed of well-nigh all the advantages of a formless spirit, coupled with all the prerogatives of a full-fledged personality. They are true persons, yet endowed with nearly all of the attributes of impersonal spirit manifestation. In the seven superuniverses, ordinarily, but not always, everything which tends to increase any creature's liberation from the handicaps of time and space proportionately diminishes personality prerogatives. Solitary messengers are an exception to this general law. They are in their activities all but unrestricted in the utilization of any and all of the limitless avenues of spiritual expression, divine service, personal ministry, and cosmic communication. If you could view these extraordinary beings in the light of my experience in universe administration, you would comprehend how difficult it would be to coordinate superuniverse affairs were it not for their versatile cooperation. No matter how much the universe may enlarge, no more solitary messengers will probably ever be created. As the universes grow, the expanded work of administration must be increasingly borne by other types of spirit ministers and by those beings who take origin in these new creations, such as the creatures of the Sovereign Sons and the local universe Mother Spirits.